On your radio, mobile, smart speaker, and oceanfm.ie. This is your number one local station, Ocean FM.
Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. I'm Catherine Gaffney. Just one story today. The aftermath of Storm Éowyn. The storm has left one young man dead in Donegal, several buildings extensively damaged, while thousands of you remain without power right across the northwest. We begin with Sligo this lunchtime, where several schools have been significantly damaged. Mercy College, Summerhill College, and Curry National School have all suffered structural damage as a result of Friday's severe weather event. A number of classrooms in the Mercy College in Sligo Town have been destroyed after the roof came off the new wing of the school. Principal Anne Gorby says they're devastated.
It's been a tough few days, but in fairness, the staff have been absolutely brilliant. Parents, the local community, you know, have just shown us so much support. We've been working to try and get, you know, the rooms reallocate so that we get back as soon as we possibly can. Hopefully we'll have the ESB, the power back today. The ESB are in working as we speak, and we're hoping that we'll get the school back working as soon as possible. But it has been a tough few days for us, but nothing we can't cope with, and we'll be back. Business as normal, school as normal. It's a real test of our resilience, but look, we'll be back in action soon again.
You've had a few days now to assess the true extent of the damage. We're standing in a classroom that has part of its roof off. Many might think that it's outside we're standing in. You can hear the rain coming down, but it's coming down through the school and even flooding some of the school.
Yes, this corridor now will be totally shutting off on for the next while. I suppose the most, you know, this is a classroom, and you can have a classroom anywhere in the school. And I suppose the one room that stands out for, I think, all staff is the art room. The art room is totally destroyed, and I suppose it's a room that's, even when there's nobody in it, it's alive. And, you know, the walls were all adorned with, you know, paintings. Fabulous work from the students. Thank God we got in on Friday early, and we retrieved most of, you know, we've retrieved, thank God, practically all of the Leaving Cert and Junior Cert projects and work, and, you know, all of the art materials on Saturday morning. We worked hard to get them out before they got wet. It's heartbreaking, particularly to see that room, because there's just so much work in it. And, you know, the teacher has been in over Christmas holidays, spent a few days here during the Christmas holiday, Friday evenings in, and just even the evening before we left, students were working away. So it's a room that never stopped, and just even to go into the room, you could see it was so full of students' work. And it's so sad to see a roof gone and everything gone out of it now. So that's the sad part of it.
To South Sligo now, and the external wall of Curry National School collapsed after a tree fell into it, spreading debris across the N17 road. However, the school is open today with power and water back up and running in the building. Principal of Curry National School, Mr. Pascal Gallagher, says he considers his school to be lucky.
There's been some damage to the school grounds. We had a wall collapsed, part of it collapsed onto the main the N17, and part of our roof is damaged. We have a few ridge tiles down and a few other tiles. But apart from that, we're pretty lucky. We've checked the grounds, and we were safe to open this morning, so we were delighted to be able to come in. And I think the children were delighted to be able to come in as well, because a lot of them still don't have electricity or Wi-Fi at home. So it's warm in here and we're comfortable. So we've water. So generally we're very lucky, you know.
An extensive operation by Sligo County Council has been taking place over the weekend, with assessments ongoing to determine the full extent of the damage countywide. Meanwhile, it's also emerged that Ballymote Fire Station was damaged during the storm. However, it is still functional. Speaking in Sligo earlier, Director of Climate and Infrastructure Jim Malloy says it's been a mammoth job, and that it's very much a fluid situation.
Very busy weekend. Like, we had a number of trees down right across the county on all routes, from national routes through to regional roads and right down to local laneways and that. In some locations, there was 12 to 13 trees down on particular roads. So To be fair, the fire service and the roads crews were out all weekend working on that and getting it clear, along with ESB and ERCOM and the other utility providers as well. That, when it was added in, we had the frost Friday night and Saturday night, added a lot more complexity to the issues, because just trying to make sure the routes were safe to get there, and even just getting routes gridded and that as well, we weren't 100% sure that the routes were actually safe to start off with. But once we had the inspections done and got the gridding out, things seemed to go okay. That said, there were a number of road traffic accidents, mostly people not taking enough due care and attention to the roads. So, but a busy weekend, but it all seemed to go well for us.
What's the situation today? Are you still clearing trees and things like that?
Oh yeah, there's still an awful lot of locations that we have to get out and clear trees on, particularly the local secondary and tertiary routes and access routes for ESB and ERCOM as well. We're doing a lot for them at this stage. And again, now with staff coming back, there's other routes in that we'll see get reported into to us. And as well, buildings that are damaged that may not have been occupied over the weekend, we'll be getting reports of that in as well. Within our own buildings, we had damage to Ballymote Fire Station. Now, it didn't impact service delivery, but at the same time, it just shows you how severe the weather was.
Really and truly then, Jim, it could be many days before the true impact of this storm is fully realised.
We'll look for ourselves. We're gathering up the information, but it'll be the end of next week before we have a clear idea of even how many trees that we removed and that.
Well, as you have been hearing, many homes across this region are now entering into their third day without power. Some households, farms and businesses are preparing to be without electricity until the 5th of February. In Leitrim, Councillor Brendan Barry says the ESB are waiting to fully assess the damage before they're providing restoration dates to customers. He says multiple faults on several lines will increase the times associated with the repairs. He's been telling our reporter John Lynch that the last few days have caused chaos with electricity and water outages.
What seems to be happening, especially this time, is the ESB is getting one fault fixed, and that's getting a small amount of the houses back in. But what the initial number that fault would have been shown isn't all getting back in at that time, because they're only getting small bits done, and there's another fault a bit further on, and there's multiple faults then after they get the first one fixed. So I suppose they aren't even up on the system at all yet, and it is going to take a very long time. And I suppose we're not going to have the help coming to this region like we did in the previous storm, Storm Dara, because we had help here from Cork, Kerry, Donegal, all over the country was here. Even timber crews was here from every county in Ireland the last time, and we're not going to have that because the damage is right across the country this time, so it is going to take longer.
A number of housing estates in North Leitrim suffered substantial damage during the storm. Repair works are ongoing today in Melvin Estate and Glenview Manor in Kinlaw, while some are still without power and water. Local resident Michelle Brennan has been speaking to our reporter John Lynch today.
Ridge tiles, slates, I suppose one of the ridge tiles most recently come off and hit an oil tank and broke the connection, which had been repaired by the council the week previous. So that was something that they had addressed. Fences down, guttering, lots of things, but you know, they seem small on their own, but when you have them all together like that, it's big jobs. A tree came down now. The tree had been reported to the local authority, and the tree did come down on the neighbour's van. Now, in fairness, the housing officer was very quick to respond over the weekend and kept in contact, you know, with myself on behalf of the residents in the estate. We weren't too bad at our end of the road. The electric was out until about maybe 8:30 that evening, but other areas around the town are still out. And you know, because the electric's out, the water now is gone as well. So we've had lots of people in charging and making food. One girl has a very big college assignment due today. No electric in the house, so she was in my house all day yesterday trying to catch up on that.
Well, John also caught up with this local resident in Leitrim yesterday, who was one of the many of you impacted by the lack of power.
We lost electricity in the early hours of Friday morning. I woke up probably at around 3:30. So from that on, there was no electric everything was gone.
The big question you are probably asking today, and so many people like you, is when electricity is going to be restored. Have you been able to get any information on that?
At the moment, we've heard different things going on. We thought yesterday that we would have had it back because it made 3 attempts to come back for only a second, but it was gone as quick. And today now we're hearing that it could be maybe the end of January, it could be the 3rd of February, so we don't know. All I know is now, and it's like many households, people now at this point are going to have to throw things out of their freezer. Even the fridge, I've noticed ham, cheese, milk, things like that that you would have had for the weekend, that has now got to go as well. So along with losing a lot of food, you know, and then the house been freezing, and you know, so at the moment it's just awful.
Well, we're going to cross over live now to North Leitrim. We're standing by is our reporter John Lynch, who I believe is live from the post office in Drumcairn. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Catherine, and indeed here in Drumcairn, Loch Allen, not too far away from us in the distance. The waters look calm, it looks still. It's a huge contrast to what was taking place here on Friday morning. And indeed, we're joined by two local community activists and two county councillors here in the Manor Hamilton Municipal District, and Mary Bohan, who of course runs the post office here in Drumcairn, Fianna Fáil councillor Mary Bohan, and indeed the Sinn Féin councillor Pádraig Fallon. Mary, if I can start with you, over the course of the last number of days, chaos here in the North Leitrim area. Still at this stage, a number of homes without electricity, some maybe without water as well in certain situations. So there's challenging conditions for people on the outskirts of the village here in areas like Killavuggy, where power hasn't been restored.
Well, absolutely, John. But first of all, can I say, just pay tribute to the crews that are out. They've been out in horrendous weather, and we're grateful to them, both the council, the Irish Water and the ESB. But yeah, this caused severe hardship for an awful lot of people. I know I've spoke to people yesterday evening in various areas of Drumheir, Killavuggy, Tullnascreena, Killargy, I think are back now, but outside of Drumcairn here, it was out for quite a long time as well. And I suppose the elderly are the most seriously affected. And I've spoken to, you know, one family that have the parent uses one of these air beds, and obviously it's worked on electricity, so that's a serious state for them. And somebody else closer to me uses an electric bed. They need it for using the bed to, you know, to bring it up and bring it down for them to get in and get out, and because they have severe arthritis. And for people like that, it's absolutely dreadful. And then in one of the areas outside of Drumcairn, the power was restored last night around 7 or 8 o'clock. But there are two houses down in the Creevalee area. One, there's an elderly couple, and one has a medical, quite a serious medical condition, and they were told they won't be back until the 4th of February.
Pádraig Fallon, quite a lot of infrastructural damage done to buildings, sheds and so on.
Yeah, a lot. But first of all, John, like Mary, I'd like to thank all those who were out trying to get service returned to normal, and indeed to those who were travelling around the country carrying out care for the elderly and others. A lot of infrastructural damage done, particularly, I suppose, to farm buildings, ridge tiles off a number of houses, tiles, slates. The big issue, I suppose, is the power. Everybody's wondering when it'll be back.
No doubt about it. A lot of people have been negatively impacted as a result of that. To Councillor Mary Bohan and Councillor Pádraig Fallon, thank you so much indeed for joining us. There you go, Catherine. The storm may have ended, but the impact here on many communities in Leitrim is going to go on for quite some time. Back to you in studio.
To Donegal now, and tributes have been paid to a young man who was killed in a crash during Storm Éowyn. Caper Dudek from Lifford was on his way home from work on Friday morning when a tree fell on his car during heavy winds on the main Letterkenny to Lifford Road. The 20-year-old died at the scene. An investigation is continuing, with the section of the N14 remaining closed this lunchtime. One business in Donegal had the entire side of its premises ripped open by the storm. Staff at Callaghan's Electrical in Letterkenny returned to work over the weekend to find that the building had been extensively damaged due to the severe winds that ravaged through the region. Remarkably, the stock inside the building was not destroyed. Staff member Aidan O'Toole has been telling Ocean FM News how they're coping in the aftermath.
It happened on Friday during the bad winds. It just caught the building, and then it just kind of carried the whole thing, just fell off then as well. But because it was the red weather warning, there was nobody here, so it was all safe and sound. It was mostly just to the building where it happened.
And what was it like when you discovered the extent of this damage?
It wasn't good, in fairness, when you kind of come in and see your shops kind of all falling down. But in fairness, we were lucky enough that there was no real damage done inside because there was no rain. It was mostly just strong gusts of wind. So we're in the process now of getting it all fixed up and getting ready, getting it all back in action, the engines.
The roof of the primary care centre in Donegal town was also blown off during the storm. Former Health Minister Stephen Donnelly officially opened the multi-million euro facility in 2023. While the upper floor of the centre has been extensively damaged, it's still operating at a reduced capacity. Further assessments are being carried out today. Mayor of Donegal Town, Pádraig Kennedy, says that the main thing is that nobody was injured.
It was a strange wind, whatever, because it damaged a lot of things that were never damaged before, and it got in under the roof structure out of the primary care centre and caused substantial damage to the upper rooms in it, you know. But thankfully, like, the ambulance and services are still running. But look, roofs can be replaced and walls can be rebuilt. As long as nobody's hurt, we'll figure it out, you know.
And in Donegal town, it's one of the places that is still continues to be majorly impacted by power outages there in Killybegs in terms of South Donegal. Are there any services locally for people to come in and maybe seek refuge, get their phones charged, stuff like that?
Oh yeah, I see several of the hotels have offered their services, and the church halls and even the petrol stations and all have their own way of generating power. And I've seen a couple of the sports clubs as well had services available and hot drinks and shower facilities. You know, people are great, and when we need people, people step up, and, you know, all you have to do is ask, and there's always someone there out to help and try and to get lines cleared and stuff. A lot of trees come down in a lot of areas too, and I guess that's something too, that the farmers have come out and with their machinery. We had three or four trees down in our lane, and our road out to our house, and everyone came out together, and a local farmer with his tractor and cleared it all, you know.
Well, you've heard farmers being praised in our bulletin, but they too, right across the northwest, are among those who have been badly affected by the storm. Sheds, fencing, machinery and other equipment have all been left severely damaged on a number of farms. Among those affected is Temple Boy farmer Pádraig Mulligan. Our reporter Ronan Flanagan has been out to pay a visit to Pádraig today on his farm and sent us this report.
It's very difficult to sum it up at this stage. We're just getting over the shock of it. The shock was pretty bad. I wakened up on Friday morning, couldn't believe when I went out to see the shed that was at the back of the house gone to the front of the house, the wall knocked to the front of the house, and all the sheeting thrown in to the neighbours, at the neighbour's house. It's a terrible storm. It has affected farmers an awful lot.
The voice of Pádraig Mulligan, a dairy farmer in West Sligo, whose farm was badly hit by Storm Éowyn. Pádraig's family-run farm, which is nestled between the busy N59 carriageway and the Atlantic Ocean, has operated since 1972. Pádraig, what exactly are we looking at here?
We're looking at the shed that we kept all our tools and all our little bits and pieces. As you know, on a farm, there's a lot of little bits and pieces. Vaccination for cows, etc, etc. So that has been completely wrecked. We want to get it back to shape as quick as possible, and I hope we will be able to do so. It's difficult to get somebody on the spur of the moment to get repairs back. So it's very serious. I never saw it this bad before.
Pádraig says ultimately his livestock, which vary between 1,300 and 1,400 dairy cattle housed in a nearby slatted shed, were their priority.
Yeah, we have the cows in here for calving that's coming here, calving. And, you know, it's just difficult, very time. But here we're hoping that some of them will calve today. And we, as I say, we have watched them on camera, but we cannot do so this time.